Thank you for staying tuned to 938 Live. This is Between Us. We're talking today to Cindy Leong, who's a dating and relationship coach at Relationship Studio. We're talking about dating tips. But before we get a little bit more into the do's and don'ts of dating, Cindy, let's talk a bit about the mindset that you think is ideal for going into dating. Because sometimes if you don't know what you want, you end up wasting your time and the other person's time as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, many a times people actually, you know, enter into a rebound relationship, which is totally unnecessary. You hurt everybody. So my advice is that you have to do a self-checkup first. Now, number one, you have to know whether you are emotionally stable. You know, do you feel lonely when you're just alone? You know, are you trying to get into a relationship just because you are afraid of being lonely? Or is it because you are willing and ready to build something lasting? Mm. So this you have to be sure yourself. And do you still miss your exes? Yeah, this is something that a lot of people have to confront yourself and make sure that you don't. Mm. You know, you're not carrying your past baggages with you. Yeah, and also you have to ask yourself whether you're ready to present your best to whoever you're going to meet. Mm. Like, are you at your best right now? You know, are you happy with your job now? Are you done and over and done with all your past baggages right now? So you have to do a checkup first. So once you see that, hey, you know, I think I'm ready. I want to build something lasting. So I am ready to go out and look for someone, to hunt for someone. So then that's when you embark, you know, so you start attending events and all that, you know, to meet new people.
It seems like it's really not about filling a void. You know, sometimes people go into the idea that I want that person to complete me. I want that person to help me resolve something that I need.
Exactly.
And you find that that might be problematic sometimes?
Yeah, that's pretty problematic, because the thing is, you want to be on the solution side of the problem. You don't want someone to, you know, none of us are perfect. You see, we are here to help one another. But the main and most important thing is you are committed to growth. You are committed to be better, not just for yourself, but for your future partner. So that's basically what we do most. We don't do one-to-one matching services and things like that, but we are into coaching. So what we do is mostly to help singles understand where they are right now, understand what they need, and understand who to find. Because many a times, if you don't even find yourself, you don't even know what you want yourself, then it's very difficult for you to find someone else, because you don't know what you're looking for. You're just hunting around, going for someone. Oh yeah, looks good, looks pretty. Okay, I think I can connect with her. Boom. You went into something, and then you realize you get hurt again and again and again. And this is essentially not the way it should be in a relationship. So once you understand the whole goal of a relationship, what is it for? You know, a lot of people are avoiding it as well. Like, hey, you know, I can stay single. It's perfectly fine to be single. I mean, financially, I'm doing fine. Career-wise, I'm doing fine. You know, I don't need someone in my life which kind of like make my life more complicated. Yeah, like I have to take care of one more person. But yet, you know, you have to see that life is more than just yourself. It's a whole spectrum of life. Yes, you double your joy, you double your sorrows.
Right.
But that's essentially what life is about.
I mean, I do speak as well to friends, you know, some single friends of mine as well, who feel that, you know, maybe I don't want to be in a relationship. Maybe, you know, it's gotten to the point where they're so caught up in the career, they're so caught up in the chase, that they feel I'm an independent woman, or I'm an independent man. I don't need someone to fulfill or enrich my life.
Yes. So what happens is, I do have some clients that come to me at their late 30s or even 40s. They want to find a relationship now that they see that, you know, some of their friends are happily married, they have a established career, at the same time they can have a happy relationship. Now that they wonder, why didn't they started something earlier, and now they're starting to look. So I'm saying that, you know, if you are still young, you know, you should try to do two things at one time. You can juggle between both. You know, some of them say, I want to get my career in place first before I start looking and things like that. No, this something you cannot get back is your time, your youth. Okay, so you should spend your youth really wisely in terms of career as well as relationship. But you have to understand that at the end of the day, what makes you, you know, what makes you really happy and satisfied and fulfilling, you know, it's really having meaningful, fruitful relationships around you, you know. So instead of spending all the time you have on career, why don't you really try to manage both? You know, it's all about time management. Yeah. It's not impossible. It's just like, you know, there's this guy I've seen attending one of my workshops. Okay, he works from 9 to 6, and he's always tired after that. And I said, you know, do you go for exercising? Do you do something with your life, you know, to build up more energy, you know, vitality? That's important, you know, liveliness. So, and then he says, not really. So he's perpetually tired, you see. So I'm telling him that, hey, you know, look, you are missing out a lot of chances to meet new people or catching up with people. You know, another guy can work 9 to 6 just like you, but he can go for a date, he can go for networking, he can go out for a party, he can go catch up with his high school friends and blah blah blah, catch a concert, catch a show with somebody, and he ends his night maybe at about 10, 30, 11.
It's still a reasonable
hour. It's still
hour,
early,
right?
Yes. And then he sleeps, he rests well, and then he has energy for next day.
Right.
So look, you have two guys here working 9 to 6, but yet one guy have more energy, meeting more people, getting to, you know, getting himself exposed to more people.
Yeah.
Essentially is about time management and is about building, you know, building some energy for yourself.
Sometimes we just get sucked into a routine, right? We just get used to the habit of just going to work and going home and sort of just rethinking that. And I love the message that you're putting out there, Cindy, the idea that why choose one when you can have both?
You can have both.
Essentially,
I've
right?
I've seen like so many so many successful people, like businessmen, businesswomen, they have happy family as well as a great career. Why not? Yeah. You can manage both.
I mean, speaking of having it all, right? So what are some of the main challenges that you feel that a lot of your clients bring up, and how, you know, in some way do you help them overcome that?
Okay, so first we talk about the high living standards in Singapore, or the career and all that. So we have addressed that. You can really have both by managing your time, managing your energy, you know. And also nowadays a lot of people like certain professions like IT, engineers, civil servants, you know, they work in a male-centric or female-centric working environment, so they didn't get to meet people of the opposite gender. So what happens? So they really need to go out and meet more people that's outside their work. You know, stop hanging around the same sex, you know, same gender friends, but go out and really meet people outside, like really going for events, networking, parties, weddings, just be open to meet more people, really putting yourself out there, you know, to let people know that, hey, you know, I'm here enjoying life. I'm here open to meet new people. So that's the kind of vibe you should bring.
Mm.
And of course, lack of energy, we talk about it already. And then, of course, we have a few clients that came to me at late 30s to 40s. You know, they have been spending too much time in the past living in ambiguity. What do I call by ambiguity? Which means they have entered into a relationship where there's no status. They're just not sure what... And they don't question.
Mm.
They don't ask for clarification or closure. They just go on with it for like 4, 5, 6 years. And
right.
lo and behold, a few years passed and they are now, you know.
I think we all know, you know, friends like that who are caught in these kind of relationship dynamics.
Ambiguous relationship. Yeah.
So you're saying, you know, get some clarity. Don't get yourself into a situation where years down the road, you realize actually there's no future.
Yes, there's
in
no
this
future.
Relationship.
Yeah. I've got one client that, you know, this particular person have to bring the new partner to show him at the airport, only to realize that, oh, actually this person is already taken.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So that's really tricky. I mean, a few years has been wasted.
Mm. We're going to talk a bit more, so I guess how to address the concern of, you know, not having time, not being able to find new people to interact with. I mean, there are solutions. Cindy's going to give us some of those in just a bit. Cindy Long's my guest today. She's a dating and relationship coach at Relationship Studio. We're going to talk a bit more about what you can do to, I guess, maximize your options and your opportunities as well to find the right date and hopefully a good relationship. Stay tuned.